Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The share should be a special schus. Rabbi Maranimi Maraz, Yishayichi, the schus Moshe Reshdin, Raiso Moshe Mordechai. The schus Masheba Basara Chaya. Har Baruch Ritz Ben Sarah Tzipora. Har Chav Vega Bas Ben Hodis Basia. Esther Basara El Tzipora. We're learning the sugya of Amira B'Kiddushin. Based in the Torah of Moreno Hagaon, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, Zatzal. Marissa's in Kiddushan on Hamad Beis. Halachi Kamar Nasin of Amarhu. When the man did the Nesina and the man did the Amira, so it's Pasha that it's Kiddushan. Nasin of Amrahi. If he did the Nesina and she did the Amira, Nase Kimish and Nasnahi of Amrahi, it's like she did both and it's not Kiddushan. If you buy same, I know. Nasin of Amrahi Mukudashis. Nasin of Amrahi Mukudashis. If he did both good, if she did both no good, and if he did the Nesina and she did the Amir, she did the Amir, it's a suffix. So we see that according to the first Torah to the Gemara, when he did the Nesina and she did the Amira, she's not Mekudeshes Bevada. But according to the second Torah, it's suffix. The Gemara concludes that since it's a suffix, you have to be Choshish Midrabanan, which is discussed by the Ran and others. Why you have to only be choshish derabanan? Earlier on, the Gemara says, because of Rachmana, v'yatzachinam avimein hechad yav v'yilad yidei v'kidashto v'kidushay, because Rachmana kikach v'losi kitikach, would have said v'yatzachinam. It would have said that where she gives to him and she's mekadesh him, it would be kiddushin. Therefore, the pasuk says ki yikach and not ki sikach. This is a havamin in the Gemara that a woman could do the nesinas hakesef, and she said to him, "Hare ata mekudesh li," like Rashi explains. That's why it says ki yikach and not ki sikach. This is such a havamin that she can be mekadesh the man. So this is their ask on Rashi. There's no pshat kiddushin by ish. Kedusha means you're us at other people. The man's not us at other people. So therefore, Taisi says, Pshat, Ish the first, Shemer Sarani Mekudesh is Lecha. The Chem with the Yavel, the day, Lav Dafkish, Rav Yom Kabbalah, Kedusha, Yavel, Wetzel, Amr, Va'amr. So, she says, I'm Mekudesh is to you, and you have to say that she gives it to him as Lav Dafka because the father is Makabal the Kedushin, but rather she did the Amira, not she did the Nesina. And it can't be, says Tosfos, that she does the Nesina to the Baal, because it's the Baal that does the Nesina to the father. It's talking about here about Anara. The Baal does the Nesina to the father. So it can't be that she does the Nesina. So rather, what's it talking about? It's talking about where she does the Amira, not the Nesina. So you see that the Tzir of the Habamin of the Gemara is that the man gives the money, and she says, Harani Mekudesh Eslecha. She does the Amira. So it emerges that according to Tosfos, the Gemara there is talking about a tzir of Nasin Huv Amrahi. Mele, it emerges from the Gemara that the Nasin Huv Amrahi Anam Mekudesh Es is Megzeres HaKasuv of Ki Yikach and not Ki Sikach. So Nasin Huv Amrahi is no good, because it says ki yikach and not ki sikach. That's the Gemara over there. Yatz Mis Yosef is Tamei on Tosfos. Shalfiza, how do we say on Hamad Beis, Nasin of Amri is a suffix. Nixeris HaKosev, that she's not Mekudeshes. Now is it considered a suffix? So that's the Pnei Yeshua and the Kovet Shiurim. So it appeared to be Miyashiv, the Kashiv, the Yatz Mis Yosef, by explaining the suffix of the Gemara in the second Teretz of the woman's Mekudeshes, when it's Nasan Huv Amrahi. Ran in the Rif writes, Vishlam Nasan Huv Amrahi, Kevin Ushas and Sin Amrahi, Vushasak, Rei Kamaskim with Varea, Kanami Kevin Shushosek, Vushasin, Ashlam Shumaskim with Varea, Ralph Bishop Piresh, Abalekim with Abri Moski, Kishavnas, like in Shavlo Piresh, the Kamlik with Yossi Damadioi, Hilkochikalamem, or double like in Nasan Huv Amrahu. So we see from the Ran that the Tzad to say, Kedushin is good if Nasim of Amrahi is because it's like Nasim of Amrahu. Since through his shtika, it's like he's masking. It's like Oiskin Boiso Inyan, that you don't need a Dibra before it's the Shem Kedushin. So if that's your words, it's sad to say that it's no good. Ran says it's mitzad his shtika, so it's like Amira, then what's it sad to say it's no good? The Rashba is made on this in our Sigya. The Rashba writes, Nesav Amri Amayin HaMikudash is Kamura, Da Amin on the Kaman B'Samach, Amidabra Amuska Gita V'Kitushav Nasna Avalo Pirish of Yossi Amadiyo. So this is like Oskin Bosu Inyan. If they're Oskin Bosu Inyan, it's Beseder. So what's wrong here? If it's like Oskin Bosu Inyan, why shouldn't it work? V'tir Tzu V'Toysvis, Da Hacha B'Shalot Dibra Meikar V'Iske Kiddushin Klal, Alash Tzu Damra Lay Tein Lidina, V'Skadish Ani Lecha V'Nasim Lavalo Pirish, The hello Amra lo yumidi v'lo ashtavlo meikara v'lopi chadvar amara nishal das. Masha Amra lo nasan ukamo shapirish dami. Mikom akom hadas eidem bina de makadish v'lo eidem ein choshim mekedushin. We're going to explain Ritz Hashem. In ken kevin shal pirish kein v'f shal shem atana nasan v'lo shem kedushin. Av v'shimuch shal shem kedushin nasan. Afilo achen kan eidus. Shmiya v'lo riyya l'shem kedushin el shem doni kavana salevin kan eidus. What is the Rashba saying? L'chora, what the Rashba means is, did you know it's clear to us that his das was for Kedushin, and it's like he was mefarish, nevertheless, we didn't hear it. It's the chisaron be'edei Kedushin. The Rashba says, it's a chisaron be'edei Kedushin. They're not made on a Kedushin. When they're asking about Suinyan, so we're on what he said before. Before, and you mentioned he wants Kedushin, and now he gives her money, so we relate that back to what he said earlier. But here, where he didn't say anything beferish, so there's a chisaron of Eidus, they know Eidus Kedushin, they're just being made on what's belief. So it emerges that according to the Rashba, the chisaron of Nasin of Amrahi is we have no Eidus on the Gilei Das of the Baal. It's a lack of Eidus on the Gilei Das of the Baal. However, the kasha is that earlier, the Rashba writes explaining the chisaron of nasan huv amrahi, v'chikach mashma shekol likucha d'hayder nesina v'amira tluyim bo, k'shamrahi avaleki takiach es atzma. In other words, it's mashma that the chisaron of amrahi is exeris hakosav, that the chelek amira should be mitzad the makadish, the ish, not a chisaron in the edim. So the Rashba says there. In one place, the Rashba seems to say pshat that the chisaron is in the Eidus, there's not proper Eidus when it's Amrahi. And here the Chisaron is, according to the Rashba, that it's Xeris HaKosev, it's not Kitikach, it's Takiach HaZatzmi, she's giving herself over to him. So Gaon Reb Shlomo Hyman, in his Chedushin and Maseches Nedarim, Siman Aleph, and similarly in the Granat, in Siman Tzadi Hei, explains, not only is there not a steer in the Rashba, but Rashba is mashlim himself. So first, we learn Mixeris Hakasav of Kiyikach, but the Chelek Amir of the Ma'aseh Kedushin has been Mitzad Isha Makadesh, and then Mitzad Isha Miskadeshes. And then the Rashba is telling us that even though you don't need Dibur Mamish, because there's no Din Peter Svesayim like by Nidarim, you just need a Gilei Das to the Ma'aseh Kedushin and Ritzon Abadayth, and nevertheless, it's not enough to have an Umdana, because by Kedushin, an Eidei Yediyah is not enough without Re and Shmiya. And therefore, they need to see the Gilei Das the Hedya. So that she's not Mikudesh in the Tzir of Nasin of Amrahi, is because of the Tzir of two reasons. That it's not more mitzad the dibur of the isha is because of kiyikach, and that it's not more mitzad the yomdan of gilei daito, that's like the dibur of the ish, is we have no proper edus for the eidei riyah and shmiya, and there's no and the yomdan doesn't work. That's the other reason. They're both true. Nesnari doesn't work because it's not kiyikach; it's not a proper kiyicha. And what about an yomdan on the das of the baal? No, for that there are no edim. According to this, it comes out from the Rashba that the Edom have to know B'shas Ma'aseh Kedushin. But the Baal understands the lashon of the that he tells it. Avnei Miluim in Simchav Zayin Sif Katan Vav writes that the Edom don't have to know if the woman understood the lashon Kedushin, since the Ikur Kedushin is mitzad the Mekadesh. We don't need Edom on her Ratzon. But on the Ratzon of the Mekadesh, you need Edom. Because the Chelek HaMir, or the Gilei Das, is part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin, you need Edom on this, like the Rashba said. So the Edom have to know, B'shas Ma'aseh Kedushin, that the husband understands the Lashon that he says to her. The woman, they don't have to, if the woman understands, because the Kedushin is Mitzadik Mekadesh. You don't need Edom on her Ratzon. But the Ratzon of the Mekadesh, you need Edom. And he relies on the Ran, Pim's Ran, Mamad Abad Aleph, that a woman is Mevatel Daita Veritzona Mashu Nafshe Tzal Abal Kedavish Al Hefker. Abal Machnisa L'Rishusa, so therefore we don't care about her Havana, we care about his Havana. Because the Chelek Gilei Daita Veritzona, the Chelek Ma'aseh Kedushin, is part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. And you need Edom. So it emerges according to this. But the side of the Gemara to say Shnam Kodesh V'Nasim V'Amrahi is because even though there's not, we have Ha'ikhach on her, on his Ratzon, nevertheless, we have no idea where Shmiya, and we lack the Chelek Hamir of Shalmai Sekedusha. And the side to say she is Mekudesh is we can say the Hefech, since he was Shosek, so that's Ha'ikhach Abur, that he's masking the Dvarah, and it's as if we have Eidei Ria or Shmiya on this. It's as if he said this Lahedja. According to this, we can be Yashiv the Kashi the Atzmus Yosef. What was the Kashi the Atzmus Yosef? Yosef asked, and Tosfos, Tosfos, the problem is the Nasin Hu Vamrahi, Anim Ukudashis is Xeris HaKasif, and some of the Pasuk Kiikach. So how does the Gemara say that it's a that it's only a suffix, it's Xeris HaKasif? The answer is, according to what we explained, the Yikkar Kavanah Gemara and Daftalad on the base, it's only that you learn from Kiyikach that the Amir is part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. If the Amir has to be from the Isha Mekadesh, Shlomi Shem is Kadeshes. Which is the first Teretz of the Gemara and Daftalad on the base holds, that for this reason she's not Mekadeshes, because we have no Eidei Shmiya, and the Chelek HaMir Mitzad the Isha Mekadesh, like the Rashba explained. But the second Teretz holds, there's a tzad to say, Shevinasin Uvam Rahi, it's like Nasin Uvam Rahu, and there's no chisaron of Eidus in the Chelek HaMir. We can still say that from that Jerusha that the Amir is part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin, and it has to be Mitzad Isha Mekadesh. And if no Eidus, she's not Mekudeshes, and therefore, we need that Jerusha to teach us that if Nasin Uvam Rahu, and the Edom didn't know B'shas Ma'aseh Kedushin, if the Isha Mekadesh and the Sin's Lashon Kedushin, that she's not Mekudeshes, since the Amira, in other words, Gilei Daita V'Ratzona, is part of the Chelek Ma'aseh Kedushin. And anything that's part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin, we require Eidei Ria or Eidei Shmiya. It's not enough, Eidei Yediyah, like the Rashba explains. So according to the first Teretz, Shid the Amir, it's no good because Amir is part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin, and it has to be Mitzat the Baal. And the second Teretz holds now. It's as if Nasin Uvam Rahihu. And there is no chisor in Avedus on Chelek HaMira. Because since he was silent, that's our Echacha that he's masking. So it's like we do have Eidim. So that's the sad that it's okay. Rak Opanim, you can learn that since the Amira is part of the Ma'aseh Kedushin, you need Eidei Ria or Eidei Shmiya. And therefore, if the Eidim don't know B'shas Ma'aseh Kedushin, if the Isha Mekadesh understood the Lashon of Kedushin, she's not Mekudeshes. Because the Amira, the Gilei Das, is part and parcel of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. So it emerges that Lashon HaGemara, the Dalet Amud Beis, Hechad Ya'aviya, they do to the Kiddushta. When she does the Amira, it's no good. That's the first teretz of the Gemara, that when she does the Amira, absolutely it's no good. Nevertheless, that's in Drasha Shaykh L'Kulei Alma. And from there you learn that the Amira is part and parcel of the Ma'aseh Kedushin, and therefore, the Eidim have to know that she understands the, that the Mekadesh understands the, what he's saying. So, we answer the Kash of the Atzmas Yosef. The Atzmas Yosef asked, and here we have Xeris HaKosuv and Dalet Amud Beis, we have Xeris HaKosuv, it's no good because if she does the Amira, because it says Ki Yikach, Xeris HaKosuv is no good. So how then do we say on Daf Hey Amud Beis that it's a Safek? The answer is that in Echinami, the Gemara is going on the first Teretz, that it's absolutely no good if she does the Amira. But even the second teretz works, because we still need the Xeris HaKosuv that the Amira is part and parcel of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. Because even though if she does the Amira, maybe it's okay because he's masking, we have to know the Amira is part and parcel of the Ma'aseh Kedushin, because nafka mina would be that the Eidim have to know that he understands what he's saying. So our Gemara here on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, not a steer of the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis. In Achinami, like Hey Amud Beis says, it's only a suffix. She does the Amir if it's good Kedushin. Why? Because maybe his Askama is like a Dibur. And what we learn from Daf Hey Amud Beis, even according to that Teretz, even according to Teretz and Hamad Beis, that it's only a sub, that it's a suffix. According to the first Teretz, she's not married. So that seems nicely with the Gemara earlier. But according to the Teretz, that it's a suffix, it's not a stira, because it's a suffix, because maybe it is his Amira. And when they get married and she does the Amira, his silence is like his Askam, it's like he's saying. But it's not a steer to the drasha of Ki Yikach, because from Ki Yikach we learn that the Amira is part and parcel of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. Memela, the husband has to understand what he's saying. So Marn Hamad Beis works in Marn Dalet Amud Beis. Marn Hamad Beis says that it's, Dalet Amud Beis tells us that Amira is part and parcel of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. Hamad Beis is telling us that, yeah, but when she does the Amira, and those part and parcel of the Ma'aseh Kedushin, nevertheless, his silence is like his Askama. But Al Kopanim, we still learn Yisod from Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and that is that the Eidim have to understand, have to know that he understands what he's saying. Okay, this is a big sugi, obviously, and we have a lot more to say, so please stay tuned. Thank you for listening.